Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi. Hello? Is Jared Nation there?
Yeah, this is him.
I'm calling for National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and I'd like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Now, your name is chosen at random and your individual answers are confidential. Now, first, are you in a safe place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know that we're calling your cell phone, so you want to make this as quick as possible, and we really appreciate your time.
Now, just
to be sure that we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? White, Afro-American, Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian, Native American, American Indian, mixed, including Black, Afro-American, or mixed race?
I'm Black.
Okay. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for President and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, or the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Yeah, I'll vote.
Okay. Probably or definitely?
Definitely.
Okay, and what is your age?
27.
Okay. All right. And please rate the level of motivation for voting in the next year's presidential and congressional elections in November 2024. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all motivated to vote this year, and 10 means that you are extremely motivated to vote. You may use any number between 0 to 10.
7.
Generally speaking, how closely would you say you have been following news and information about politics and candidates over the last year? Very closely, somewhat closely, not that closely, or not close, or not at all closely?
Somewhat.
Okay. All right. And somewhat. Now, regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, Independent, or something else?
Democrat.
Okay. Okay. Democrat. All right. And would you say a strong Democrat, or not strong?
I wouldn't say strong, like kind of center, just a little bit to the left.
So would you say not strong?
So okay. Not strong, yeah.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Okay. When you hear about inflation and the rising costs, who or what do you blame the most?
For inflation?
The Federal Reserve raising interest rates, Republicans in Congress, the COVID pandemic, the Biden administration and their policies, businesses and corporate price gouging and greed.
The pandemic.
Okay. Now, I'm going to read a list of different issues and concerns that some people say they want their members of Congress to focus on. For each, if you want to rate on a scale from 0 to 10, how important of an issue it is for you to have your member of Congress focus on. Use 10 if it is the most important, 5 if it is somewhat important, or 0 if it isn't important at all. You can choose any number between 0 to 10. Reducing crime.
Say that again, sorry.
Reducing crime, where,
you said 10 is the most important?
Correct. 5 meaning somewhat important, and 0 meaning not important at all. You can use any number between 0 to 10. Reducing
10.
Crime? Okay. fighting back against racism and discrimination?
10.
Making housing more affordable?
10.
Ensuring our borders are secure?
10.
Creating more jobs and raising wages?
10.
Reforming the criminal justice system to address sentencing reform and stop racial profiling?
10.
Okay.
Okay, switching gears a little, and generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly?
Somewhat.
Okay, somewhat approve or disapprove?
Okay, so you told me to stop working at 5.
Did you say somewhat disapprove or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
Okay. Now, I'd like to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 meaning that you feel very cold and unfavorable towards them. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You have you may use any number from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, just please say so. Donald Trump?
Okay. 50.
Hakeem Jeffries?
I don't know who that is.
Okay. Alright. And Barack Obama?
75.
NAACP?
75.
Okay. 75. The Republican Party?
25.
Planned Parenthood?
50.
Joe Biden?
50.
And Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
I know who that is, but I don't really know too much about him, so I can't really say. So I guess 50.
Okay. All right. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if the elections for president were held today and the candidates were an independent Colonel West, Republican Donald Trump, and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Colonel West, Donald Trump, or Joe Biden? If undecided, just please say so.
Undecided.
If the elections for president were held today and the candidates were Republican Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden, would you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Undecided.
Okay, let me ask you, which candidate did you vote for in 2020 presidential election? Did you vote for Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
Okay. And how worried are you about the threat of white supremacy and hate crimes to black people in America today? Very worried, somewhat worried, not so worried, or not worried at all?
Somewhat worried.
Switching gears a bit, now I'd like to read you two statements about important issues facing our community. Please tell me which of the following statements do you agree with more. Statement B. We don't need to increase funding for police departments. We need to invest more funding in crime prevention and violence interruption programs, after school programs, and mental health in order to get at root causes of crime to make our community safer. Or statement A, we need to increase funding for police departments to hire more police, buy more crime fighting equipment, and increase persecution of criminal and hand down longer